Okay, you guys know about our roster change, so I don't have to go over that. Update on the injury report, Demaryius Thomas did not practice, Julius Thomas did not practice, Eddie Royal did not practice, Marcus Thomas did not practice, Champ Bailey did not practice, DJ Williams, Noshawn Marino, Elvis Dumervil, Brandon Lloyd, the first three were limited, Brandon Lloyd was full.
Coach, explain the time code and time code, I keep calling it, area code and time zone is the word I'm looking for.
Yes.
And how it dictates when you guys travel and why you do that.
Really, it's more the kickoff. I mentioned time zone. What Stan corrected is it is only a 1 hour change, but the kickoff is 2 hours earlier. And so, you know, these guys operate on body clock, and you know, to get that sleep, you know, after a time change and getting used to an early wake up for an early kickoff, I've found it to be more beneficial to go a day early.
And you guys put so much emphasis on reestablishing home dominance, but nobody makes the playoffs without winning on the road also. What makes a good road team?
I think, you know, the mindset, mental toughness, you know, going into, you know, a hostile environment, you know, it takes a special toughness to do. And I think, you know, you develop that and, you know, hopefully we're prepared for it.
Coach, the decision to bring Rosario back, is that also kind of a statement on Virgil Green's progress at this point?
Really, it has to do with Julius Thomas, not Virgil Green, in that just in case he's not ready to go, he hasn't practiced yet this week, you know, to make sure we have a full complement of tight ends.
Is this some fortuitous timing that he happened to be available this week with Dante?
Yeah, it didn't happen, I don't believe, until Tuesday. You know, I think early on in the week, you know, we were going to go a different direction as far as within our team, and then that adjusted when we were able to re-sign him.
You're going to try to bring Muhammad back or some of the practice squad if he's clear?
You know, again, I don't want to, you know, dictate what we're going to do, but first of all, you know, just the timing of it, he has to clear waivers, and then we'll address that when that happens.
DJ, you know, obviously missed some camp time even before he was hurt. So beside the injury, how much time is he going to need just to get back into shape and to kind of get the timing back, never mind the injury itself?
Yeah, that's hard to predict. You know, DJ's, you know, a pro, and, you know, he's got experience. He understands the defense. You know, he's been studying and watching tape and in the meetings. You know, now it's just a matter of, you know, physically getting ready to play. And, you know, he's had 2 good days of practice, and we still have a day tomorrow and Saturday. You know, we'll just take it 1 day at a time.
John, across the league, the offenses seem to be a little bit ahead of the defenses. Do you think that's a function of the lockout?
You know, that's hard to say. You know, I think, you know, you're seeing a couple of premier quarterbacks, and particularly in the passing game, that, you know, I think are swaying those stats a little bit, but it's a long season. We're only, you know, just getting started out of the blocks with 2 games played, and, you know, it's a long season.
Do you think secondaries need more synergy as far as, you know, the OTAs and that kind of thing? Is that a position that needs that?
You know, again, I think it's too hard to make too much of it this early, you know, so I think it, like most NFL seasons, they sort themselves out, you know, the deeper you get into it.